Okay, so we've all been there, right? Someone we care about is going through a rough patch.
Yeah.
Maybe they're sick, or they've lost someone, or just something's really shaken up their world.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to do something, right?
Right.
You want to show them you care, but those get well soon cards, they just don't feel like enough.
You want to get them something that really like captures their spirit.
Yeah, something that says, hey, I see how strong you are. I admire how you're fighting this. And that's actually what we're diving into today.
Yeah, that's a great point. It's about like going beyond the kind of like just the gesture. It's about getting them something meaningful, something that's actually going to have an impact.
Exactly. And that's where this deep dive gets interesting. We're going to be looking at this website called Stroke Warrior Gifts.
Oh, interesting.
And it's dedicated to, well, as the name suggests, finding the perfect gift for someone who's recovering from a stroke. So we've got all the product descriptions, we've got some blog posts, even just like the way the site is organized, all clues to what their mission is all about.
I love that. I'm noticing even just in the name Stroke Warrior Gifts, it's like they're reframing the whole experience. Like, you're not a victim, you're a warrior. You're strong, you're facing this head on.
Yeah, it's like giving them a badge of honor,
yeah.
Right? You're not just a patient, you're a stroke warrior.
Exactly.
And they actually have stuff like t-shirts and hoodies, and the slogans on them are awesome.
What kind of slogans?
Oh, they have ones that say stuff like, you messed with the wrong fighter.
Oh, I love that. Clothing is such a great way for people to express themselves, to really like show how they feel. And in this case, it's about taking back your power and resilience.
Right. It's definitely not your typical
hey,
get well soon teddy bear. But that's the thing. Mm-hmm. They actually have a whole range of gifts. Like, I was looking at the site and I was really drawn to the recovery journals.
The journals. Okay.
Yeah. And they're not just blank pages. They have these prompts in them for like practicing gratitude and setting goals.
Oh, that's brilliant. Because recovering from a stroke, it isn't just physical, right? There's such a big mental and emotional component to it too.
For sure.
And, you know, research shows that journaling can be super helpful for people who have gone through trauma. It can help reduce anxiety, help them process those emotions, and even kind of regain a sense of control over their life.
It's not just a feel-good thing. There's real science backing it up. I was thinking, for someone who's maybe struggling to communicate after a stroke, could a journal be a way for them to get those feelings out?
Oh, absolutely, because it gives them that safe space to work through all those really complex emotions they must be going through. And they can track their progress in there, celebrate those little victories that other people might not even notice.
It's like a cheerleader, just for them, always there to remind them of how far they've come. And, you know, it got me thinking about some of the other challenges people face during stroke recovery. Like, say someone loved gaming before their stroke, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Getting back to that hobby, I mean, that might seem impossible.
Yeah.
But that's where I think the variety in this website really stands out.
Yeah.
Because they even have things like, I saw this, a funny LED gaming desk mat.
Interesting. I didn't see that.
Yeah. Like, it's like they're saying, hey, we know you're a warrior, but you're also a gamer.
It recognizes that recovering doesn't mean giving up who you are.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You can still have those passions.
Yeah.
And they want to support all of that, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And speaking of supporting people, did you see their blog? They have a whole section with articles.
I did. I was checking those out. There are a bunch of posts with titles like Stroke Victim Gifts, Empowering Stroke Survivors with Strength and Resilience, and A Stroke Survivor's Journey, Embracing Life with Gratitude and Resilience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What do you think about them including that stuff? Like, what's the point of having blog content on there?
Well, to me, it seems like they're not just about selling products, right?
Uh-huh.
They're trying to build a community. So it's a place where survivors and their loved ones can all go and they can find information, get support, or just be inspired.
I see.
So it's about fostering that connection, which can be so crucial for people recovering.
So it's like they're saying, hey, you're not alone in this.
Yeah.
That's actually really cool. But, you know, I want to go back to the website's organization for a second. I noticed that they have these categories like stroke survivor gifts and stroke warrior gifts. And I'm wondering, is there a difference?
That's a good point. I think it shows how they're being really sensitive about the whole gift giving thing.
Yeah.
Because some people might not be comfortable with the warrior label, and that's totally okay. They're giving people options. They're acknowledging that everyone's experience with this is unique.
They're saying, we're here for you no matter what. Which is really thoughtful. Yeah. And then they go even further, right? Within those categories, they break things down even more. Hats, hoodies, journals.
Exactly. They're making it super easy to find the perfect gift, no matter what you're looking for. Whether it's something practical or inspirational, it's all right there.
Yeah. You know, as I was browsing, one thing that really struck me was the tone of the language on the site. It's very upbeat, very encouraging,
Sure.
you know, lots of celebrating milestones and
Oh.
focusing on the positive. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but I did wonder if there's a risk in being too positive.
Yeah.
Like, could that be a problem?
That's a really insightful point, and it makes me think about the balance between being optimistic and the reality of recovering from a stroke.
Right.
Because, yeah, it's important to celebrate strength and resilience, but we also need to acknowledge that there are challenges, frustrations, and times when someone probably doesn't feel like a warrior at all.
Yeah. So how do you find that balance? Like, how do you support someone and encourage them, but without making it seem like you're dismissing how hard this all really is?
Well, I think that's where the person giving the gift really needs to understand who they're giving it to. It's about picking something that fits their personality, how they cope with things, and what they specifically need. Like someone who loves humor, a funny t-shirt might be perfect. But someone who's more introspective might really appreciate a journal where they can just work through all their emotions.
So it's about giving from the heart and not just buying some generic get well thing. And that brings us to the real core of this deep dive, doesn't it?
What do you mean?
Well, it's not just about the website or the products they sell. It's about how these gifts can actually impact someone's recovery.
Exactly. And that's what we're going to be exploring next. Like, how can getting one of these gifts actually change a survivor's mindset? Like, how they see themselves during this process? And how does it affect their relationship with the person who gave them the gift? There's a lot to unpack there.
Yeah, it really is interesting to think about like the ripple effect of a gift, like how something so simple can have a much bigger impact than you might think.
Totally. It's like you said before, it's not just about the object itself. It's the thought behind it, the intention.
Yeah, exactly. Like take those stroke warrior t-shirts we were talking about. Imagine being a stroke survivor and you get one of
It's like
those.
you're making a statement, right? You're not trying to hide what you've been through.
Exactly. And there's actually research that shows that kind of self-affirmation can be really empowering. It's like you're shifting your whole mindset from I'm a patient to I'm a fighter.
Yeah, I can see that. And I bet just wearing that shirt, seeing that message every day could give you a real confidence boost. Absolutely. It's this constant visual reminder of how strong and resilient you are. It might even start conversations, you know, help you connect with other survivors or even educate people who don't really understand what stroke recovery is like.
Yeah, it's like wearing your heart on your sleeve, but in a way that invites people in, you know, get some talking and understanding. And it makes me think about those recovery journals again. We talked about how they can be a safe space to work through all your feelings, but could they also help with setting goals and actually achieving them?
Oh, absolutely. Because a huge part of stroke recovery is getting back those abilities you might have lost, like relearning how to do everyday things. And a journal could be like a roadmap for that whole process.
Oh, that's a good way to put it. It's a way to break down those huge, overwhelming goals into smaller steps you can actually manage.
Exactly. You can keep track of how you're doing, celebrate those little wins along the way, and even figure out where you might need a little extra help.
And those little celebrations, those are so important. Because let's face it, stroke recovery can be a long and tough road.
It definitely can be. And that's where I think the whole gratitude thing comes in. Like those journal prompts we talked about that encourage people to focus on what they're grateful for, that can be huge.
Because it's easy to get stuck focusing on what you've lost, what you can't do anymore.
Exactly. But even focusing on the little things, like, I don't know, being able to walk to the mailbox or just having a good hair day, it can really change your outlook.
There's a ton of research on the benefits of gratitude, too, right? Like it can reduce stress, help you sleep better, even boost your immune system. It's kind of
It
amazing.
really is. It's like this reminder that even when things are tough, there's always something to be thankful for.
Okay, so we've talked about the stroke warrior idea, journaling, the power of gratitude. But I want to go back to the fact that this website offers more than just products. They have those blog posts too. Why do you think they do that? What's the significance of that?
I think it shows that they're really committed to building a community, you know, a support system that goes beyond just buying and selling stuff.
So it's not just a case of here's your product, see you later.
Right. They want people to feel connected, understood, like they're part of something bigger.
And that can be so important for someone recovering from a stroke, right?
Yeah.
Especially if they're feeling isolated.
Absolutely. It's all about that sense of belonging, which can be incredibly healing.
Yeah, and when you read those blog posts, you can tell that they've really thought about the challenges people face, you know, the emotional ups and downs of stroke recovery. It's like They're a friend who's been there, offering advice and support.
And that can be so valuable, because even with the best doctors and therapists, recovering from a stroke can feel really lonely. Having access to information, hearing other people's stories, and getting practical advice, it can make all the difference.
So it's like they're saying, hey, we're here for you through this whole thing. But you know, it's got me thinking, we've talked a lot about how these gifts affect the person who gets them. But what about the person who gives the gift? What's their experience like?
That's a great question. Because giving a gift isn't just one-sided, right? It can be a really rewarding experience for the giver too, especially in a situation like this where it can be hard to know what to say or do.
Yeah, because let's be real, it's hard to know how to show up for someone going through something as tough as stroke recovery.
Absolutely. And that's where a website like this can be so helpful. It takes away some of that guesswork, you know? You don't have to stress about finding the perfect thing to say or do.
It's like they're saying, hey, we know you care.
Yeah.
And we're here to help you show it in a way that really matters.
Exactly. And just the act of picking out a gift, something that's really personal and thoughtful, it can be helpful for the giver too.
Because it shows that you're paying attention, that you're trying to understand what they're going through.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really powerful way to show love and support.
Absolutely. And it can bring the giver and the receiver closer. It can open up conversations and create opportunities to really connect on a deeper level. And that can bring some joy into a time that might otherwise feel pretty heavy.
It's like taking a situation that could be awkward or uncomfortable and turning it into a moment of real connection and understanding.
Exactly. And that's what makes this whole thing so interesting, right? It's not just about the gifts. It's about human connection, empathy, and how these small acts of kindness can really make a difference.
So as we wrap up this part of our deep dive, we've looked at how these gifts impact both the person getting them and the person giving them. But I want to leave our listeners with one last question to think about.
Okay, I'm listening. What is it?
Okay, so we've talked about how these gifts can make survivors feel stronger and help build relationships. But what about, like, the long-term effects? You know, after the initial excitement of getting the gift wears off, does it still have an impact on their recovery?
That's the real question, isn't it? And it's where things get really interesting. Because I think these gifts, they can become like touchstones, you know, reminders of strength and resilience long after they were given.
So it's not just a temporary good feeling. It's about actually changing your perspective.
Exactly. Like, picture this. Someone's having a rough day in therapy, maybe feeling really discouraged, and then they see their stroke warrior mug.
And it brings back all those good feelings.
Yeah, like a little pep talk from their past self, reminding them how much they've already overcome and all the strength they have inside.
That's a powerful image. Or maybe they're feeling alone, having trouble connecting with people. They open the recovery journal, and it's like this safe haven where they can work through those feelings and tap back into that warrior spirit.
Right. It's like a trusted friend on this journey with them, always there to offer support and encouragement. And what's cool is that these gifts can change as the survivor recovers. What helped them stay motivated early on could turn into a symbol of how far they've come later.
So the meaning of the gift grows with them. It reflects their progress and strength. It makes you think about those blog posts again. They're not something you just read once and forget about.
Oh, definitely not. They can be a resource that survivors and their loved ones keep coming back to throughout the whole recovery process.
Yeah, like a guidebook tailored just for them, helping them through each stage of the journey.
Which makes this website a lot more than just a shop, right? It's like this whole platform for empowerment, connecting with others, and getting ongoing support.
Exactly. It's about building a community that goes way beyond just buying something. It's about giving people hope, making them feel like they're not alone, and reminding them how strong they really are.
And at the end of the day, isn't that what we all want? To feel seen, understood, and supported, especially when we're going through tough times.
Absolutely. That's what makes all this so important. It reminds us that even the little things, like picking out a thoughtful gift, can have a huge impact on someone's life.
Well said. And on that note, I think it's time to wrap up our deep dive. But before we go, I want to leave you with something to think about. As you go about your day, think about the people in your life who are facing their own struggles, their own challenges. How can you show up for them in a way that truly makes a difference? What little act of kindness, what gesture of support can you offer them? What can you do to remind them that they're not alone and that they have the strength to overcome anything? The answer might surprise you.